അൽഹംദുലില്ലാഹി റബ്ബിൽ ആലമീൻ വൽആഖിബത്തു ലിൽമുത്തഖീൻ വൽജന്നത്തു ലിൽമുവഹ്ഹിദീൻ വലാ ഉദ്വാന ഇല്ലാ അലസ് സാലിമീൻ വസ്സലാത്തു വസ്സലാമു അലാ അഷ്റഫിൽ അംബിയാഇ വസയ്യിദിൽ മുർസലീൻ സയ്യിദിനാ വനബിയനാ വഹബീബനാ വറഊഫനാ വറഹീമനാ വമൗലാനാ മുഹമ്മദ് സല്ലല്ലാഹു തആല അലൈഹി വസല്ലം വഅലാ ആലിഹി വഅസ്ഹാബിഹി അജ്മഈൻ. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا ايها الذين امنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاه ان الله مع الصابرين صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا شفيع المذنبين. Most respected ulama, Hufaz Kiram, the Imam, the Muazzin, respected elders, brothers in Islam, mothers, sisters, beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu, who has blessed us with the treasure of iman. Those of you who hear me speak, I always commence by mentioning that the greatest gift, the greatest treasure, the greatest possession that anybody could have is al-Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our Iman. And inshallah, when we leave this world, may we leave with Iman. Respected brothers in Islam, we are alhamdulillah on the second day of the auspicious month of Dhul-Hijjah. Subhanallah, the Hujjaj are getting ready to make Hajj, inshallah. I mentioned also in one masjid last week that we also must make intention. Doesn't matter what our position is, don't worry about sahuk, don't worry anything. When it is our time and when it is for us to make Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us there. That is why I always mention, we must say, Allahumma rzuqna hajja baytika al-haram wa umrata wa ziyarata nabiyaka alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't worry about how much is in the bank. Of course, we have to make an effort. But sometimes even without that, you never know how you will reach Makkah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Many of us, those of us that have been there, when comes this part of the year, we get heavy hearted. We think about Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat. We think about how nice if I was there, alhamdulillah. Doesn't matter, we are not there. But in these days, we have to also say, Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. What does that mean? Ya Allah, you have given me the health and the tawfiq. I am here present in South Africa, in my hometown. But Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq to make the best of these 10 days. I commenced by reciting two verses from the Holy Quran, which we hear quite often. The first verse is, we hear when we make dhikr also, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you remember me, I will mention you. You will notice I did not say I will remember you. Remembrance is for somebody who forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets, because forgetting is a fault. So Allah always remembers us. What does this mean? That in our good times, in our times when we are healthy and possible, when we continuously make the dhikr of Allah, we remember Allah, then when there's an adversity, when there's a need, when there's something that we need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our assistance, inshallah. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. If you remember me, I will mention you, I will consider you, I will remember you in my way. Not remembering that, say, remember that Allah doesn't forget. Washkuruli. And be grateful to Allah. Make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, never mind, I'm not got for Hajj, but Alhamdulillah, you gave me health. Ya Allah, you give me rozi. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. Ya Allah, make it possible that I always make sajda. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq that I always make your ibadat. And if we continuously make shukr of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to me, I'll give you more. La in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna adhabi la shadid. And if you are ungrateful, then remember my adhab is shadid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli wala takfurun. And don't be ungrateful. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah. O you who believe, eh iman walo, seek assistance, persevere with sabr and salah. With sabr and salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who make sabr. Subhanallah. Now, these are the dates of Hajj. Those of us who have been there, those of us who will go inshallah, when we go for Hajj, we make niyat, Oh Allah, I'm making Hajj. Nawaitu al-hajjah, fard al-hajjah, lillahi ta'ala. When you make tawaf, you say, Ya Allah, I'm making niyah to make tawaf. 7 circuits around the Kaabatullah, lillahi ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, lillahi ta'ala. Ya ilahi al-alameen, I'm on the plains of Arafah. I am on the day of Hajj. Lillahi ta'ala. Everything is for Allah, because we don't make shirk. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember those beloved servants of His who made true sabr. They made the true sabr. Imagine Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wassalam, up to the age of 84, he said, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, give me a pious child. Oh my Rabb, give me a pious child. And when Allah blessed him with the child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, oh my beloved Khalil, take your wife and your child and leave them in a place which was barren at that time. Today it's Makkah. At that time there was nothing but a tree. Leave them there. He made sabr. He didn't say, Ya Allah, what you... He said, Ya Rabb, if it's your calling. He made the sabr. He was patient. That was his perseverance. The reward is up to today. He is remembered as the beloved friend of Allah, the Khalil of Allah. And when we make Hajj, then we got to go there and run between Safa and Marwa, because his beloved wife ran between Safa and Marwa. And Allah blessed us with Zamzam because of that running. Subhanallah. Why? His wife. Remember, his infant child and wife. He leaves them in a place which is barren, between two hills. In fact, there were four hills. He leaves them there. No, he leaves them with the mashkis, few mashkisa of water and some khajur. That's all. And he says, you stay here. He left them there. And he's going away. His wife follows him and says, where are you going? There's no life here. There's nothing here. Until she said, is this a command from our Rabb, from Allah? He said, Naam, yes. As soon as he said yes, he says, Fi amanillah, then you can go, because our Rabb will never let us down. Again, the sabr, the yaqeen, the iman. When Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to sacrifice his son, he didn't think. He says, my son, I have seen a vision that I must slaughter you. What did he do? He didn't say this is a vision. No, he knows that for a Nabi, a vision is a wahi. He went to sacrifice. That's the sabr he made. And when he went to his sir, he said, Ya Abati Fa'al Ma'atumar. No, he said, Ya Abati. You know, his son said that. He said, Ya Bunayya. He tells his son, I'm seeing a vision that I must slaughter you. So what his son say? Ya Abati Fa'al Tu'mar. Then he said, Fasajiduni illa inshaAllah min as-sabirin. And then he made sajda. And he said, you will find me amongst those who are patient. Again, he showed patience. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to get sacrificed. The key here is patience. Patience. And that's the sabr I'm talking about. Because inna Allaha Ma'as-sabirin. Sayyidina Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, of all the days on which righteous work is performed, on all the days on which righteous work is performed, nothing is dearer to Allah Jalla Jalalahu, the Almighty, the Glorious, than a person who does righteous work during these days. We can do righteous work the whole year. Good amal, good actions. But it is mentioned, of all the days in the year on which you can do righteous work, nothing is dearer to Allah than a person who does righteous work during these days. Which these days? These 10 days of Zulhijjah. Subhanallah. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even to make jihad in the path of Allah, Is the amal of these days greater than making jihad in the path of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, not even jihad in the path of Allah. The only exception
is the man who leaves home with his nafs, with his personality and his material wealth, and he goes out in the path of Allah and then brings nothing of that back. Subhanallah. In another hadith, it has been mentioned, of all the days, there are none in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more dearly loves to have worshipful service performed for his sake other than the 10 days of Zulhijjah. To devote just one of them to fasting is equivalent to the fasting of one whole year. If you fast one day during these 10 days, it's as if you fasted the whole year. And to make qiyam on one of these nights, to stand in ibadat in one of these nights, is like standing for a whole year. So we can see we have already on the second day. But doesn't matter, we still got 8 more days, alhamdulillah. Let us make the best of it. What I mean by best? First of all, we have to perform our faraid. Allah give us tawfiq. I'm not lecturing, you know me. First for me. That we perform our faraid, our salah. We can't carry on making nafil. First is salah. Then very important. After salah, you remember I said, Fadhkuruni, remember Allah. What is the highest form of remembrance? Salah. But the salah must be such, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, that the salah will keep us away from lewdness, keep us away from evil. What salah is that? That salah, when we say Allahu Akbar, is immediately the remembrance of Allah. Not what we're going to eat this afternoon. Not what we got to worry about our business for today. Allah save us. Our salah must be Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, I'm submitting to you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah. Subhan Rabbi Al-Azim. Subhan, Paake Wazat Khuda Ki. Subhan is Allah who is Azim. Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la. When we go down and put our head in sajda, then we know we are bowing down to the greatest being, the being, the being, besides whom there is no being. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Subhanallah. So we make our salah. Then what? We make tilawat of Quran. Respected brother in Islam, I haven't got time. But let me tell you one thing. Unfortunately, I'm talking for myself. How often do we open the Quran? Big night comes, khatam comes, Yasin. I got nothing against Yasin. Read it. But let us go back to Al-Quran, Al-Kareem. Because Quran is noor. If you read continuously Quran, it will bring light into our lives. That's why we say, Allahumma Rabbana, Atmim lana, Noorana, Waghfir lana, Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Quran will bring light. If we read Quran in our homes there will be noor. In our homes, shaitan won't enter, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. What else do we do? Fast, inshallah. In these days, fast. Allah give me tawfiq. I'm not saying the best is to fast all 9 days. Of course, you can't fast on Eid days, haram. On Eid day, there's no fasting. But the first 9 days, let us fast. I'm not saying Allah give us tawfiq. If you can't fast all 9, no problem. But at least 1 or 2, inshallah. Say inshallah. But brothers, remember, next week Friday, subhanallah, is the day of Arafah for us. Don't worry about Makkah, they will make it on Thursday. For us, on the 9th of Zulhijjah is Arafah for us. If we fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah, next week Friday, then the sins of the past year are forgiven and the sins of the year to come are forgiven. Inshallah, say inshallah. But it's nice when you fast on Friday to fast either Thursday or Saturday also. So on Thursday we'll say, I am keeping the sunnat fast of Thursday. So we'll get the benefit of our fast of Zulhijjah, sunnat fast, and of course a fast. So Allah give us tawfiq. If you can only fast Friday, no problem. But at least Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then what else we do? Because we're talking about Allah loves in these 10 days good actions. What are the good actions? Give sadaqah. Charity. Subhanallah. Some people say, "Bhai, what I got?" If you got 1 rand, give it. If you got 20 rand, give from the 50 cents. You don't have to give 100 rand. But give. Because Allah loves the giving. I'm not saying give everything you got. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Al-Ghaffari radiyallahu ta'ala narrates. He says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what action will save me from Jahannam? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what action will save me from Jahannam? I want you to follow the questions he's asking. Because Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari asked this question almost 1400 years ago. But they apply today. That is the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which made every act of the beloved Prophet a lesson for us. He said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me one action. Which action will save me from Jahannam? He said, Imanum billah. Bring Iman on Allah. Now when we say Iman Allah, doesn't mean La ilaha illallah. Imanum billah means Iman mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. Learn our iman mufassal. Beloved, if you believe in the kutubihi, the kitabs of Allah, rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri, all that is iman billah. If you got that, that is to save us from Jahannam. Because whoever says, Man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhalahumul jannah. That is why a kafir can be the president of a country. He can be the richest man in the world. But if he haven't got iman, Allah, ma'azallah, there is no jannah for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Then Abu Zar asked, this is a companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Zar al-Ghaffari asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what else can he do to accompany that? He said, let him spend from what Allah has given him. Give sadaqah. Spend from what Allah has given you. From the provisions which Allah has given you. Then he asked, what? Sayyidina Abu Zar asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if he hasn't got money? You know, today we say, haven't got. He says, then let him enjoin good and forbid evil. At least go and tell other people, do good. Assist people in saving them from doing haram. Enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if that person can't even do that? He says, then let him help somebody. Allahu Akbar. Then let him help somebody who cannot do anything, who may not have a job, who maybe is ill, can't. Go and help that person. Sayyidina Abu Zar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if he cannot do that also? He said, then go and help somebody that has been wronged. Somebody has been oppressed. Like the people in Syria, the people in Palestine. Go and help them or help them in some way. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if he can't even do that? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are trying, he's saying, this is what his words, this is what I'm telling you, the mafhum. He said, you're trying to say that your companion can't even do that? Then if he can't even do that, then let him abstain from harming somebody. Then don't harm somebody. Then Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person does this, will he then enter Jannah? Will he be saved from the fire? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Sayyidina Abu Zar, listen, from what we have mentioned, if a person attempts and does any of these things, that means brings iman on Allah, gives sadaqah, enjoins good, forbids evil, or tries to help somebody, or
prevent somebody who is wrong, or help somebody that's wrong, or prevent somebody from doing harm, or does not harm anybody, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the person attempts to do these things, I will hold him by his hand and I will take him to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa shallallahu sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to our Sheikh Mohsin Jatan for the beautiful Jummah discourse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah. Brothers and sisters, dua-e shifa is requested for Brother Imtiaz Ali. Brother Imtiaz Ali, who is critically ill in hospital. So let us make dua. He is, alhamdulillah, he is the brother-in-law of our dean, the secretary. So dean's secretary, that is his brother-in-law who is critically ill. Let us all make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite mercy grant him shifa'e kamila. I'll ask our Mohsin Jatan at the end to make a special dua for him. That is Imtiaz Ali. Jazakallah, you can now read your sunnah.